He was extremely unusual and extremely well modelled. How much, I ask? And he took a long look at me. That came over from Norway, he said. It's hundreds of years old. That's okay. I don't mind buying second-hand things, I said. And strangely, I could hardly bring myself to put the little figurine down. How about a fiver? He said. And again, strangely, my hand was racing for my wallet and passing over a crisp £5 note. He took the money, and I thought he was looking a bit guilty. We have no returns policy, he said. And once you have left the premises, the item is yours. No problem, I said. And he looked even more uncomfortable. I placed the figure in my coat pocket and prepared to leave. Wait a moment, said the junk dealer. There is something that I must tell you about it. Yes, I said. Well, you are now the owner of a magic talisman, he said, with a perfectly straight face. I laughed. No, he said. If you rub the top of his head and make a wish, it will come true. That's wonderful news, I said. There's plenty of things I can wish for. Yes, sir, he said. That's the trouble. Just be careful of what you wish for. I left the shop and stood in the rain, fingering the talisman in my pocket, and ignored the sound of the shop door being closed and locked behind me. I took it out and looked at it. It certainly had a nasty scowl on its face, evil almost. I wish it would stop raining, I said aloud. And if by magic the rain stopped, and within seconds the sun was shining. And that was the beginning of the long drought that they still talk about now. And he took a long look at me. That came over from Norway, he said. It's hundreds of years old. That's okay. I don't mind buying second-hand things, I said. And strangely, I could hardly bring myself to put the little figurine down. How about a fiver? He said. And again, strangely, my hand was racing for my wallet and passing over a crisp £5 note. He took the money, and I thought he was looking a bit guilty. We have no returns policy, he said. And once you have left the premises, the item is yours. No problem, I said. And he looked even more uncomfortable. I placed the figure in my coat pocket and prepared to leave. Wait a moment, said the junk dealer. There is something that I must tell you about it. Yes, I said. Well, you are now the owner of a magic talisman, he said, with a perfectly straight face. I laughed. No, he said. If you rub the top of his head and make a wish, it will come true. That's wonderful news, I said. There's plenty of things I can wish for. Yes, sir, he said. That's the trouble. Just be careful of what you wish for. I left the shop and stood in the rain, fingering the talisman in my pocket, and ignored the sound of the shop door being closed and locked behind me. I took it out and looked at it. It certainly had a nasty scowl on its face, evil almost. I wish it would stop raining, I said aloud. And if by magic the rain stopped, and within seconds the sun was shining. And that was the beginning of the long drought that they still talk about now.